Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are now tuning in to another episode of Points of Perspective. As you know, this is your boy Alex, and I also want y'all to be aware that I'm going to be transitioning a little bit more. You know, I'm still going to be my usual self. I'm still going to be talking about whatever's on my mind, but I'm also going to start labeling this as like my own personal journal. Let's say that. And the reason why with that is because I just want no hold bars. So this is the perfect format in order for me to do that. Just speak my thoughts, speak my mind. So that is my niche. It's my perspective when it comes to so many different topics, as you already know, but also trying to add like a little positive twist to it too. For this current episode, I'm also recording on my cell phone. I'm not using my computer device and whatnot because I'm kind of out for the count. You know, I have to stay in bed. So, but I do want to talk. So let's get to talking. So how many of y'all are familiar with the term each one teach one? That's kind of what I want to talk about right now. And I feel that that term is very important because there is a lot of history when it comes to that saying, each one teach one. Now you see, back in the days where slavery started, right? That was our saying, as in people who are slaves. So whenever they learned something, they would make sure to teach the people around them that same exact thing that they learned. So if a slave master was teaching a slave how to read, what that slave would then go do is he'll go and teach other slaves how to read as well too. So the more he learned or the more she learned, the more that their family has learned as well too. Sorry, I just got a text. So that's what I'm basically trying to do on my platform. That's what I want people to understand, right? The more I learn about particular things, I want y'all to learn what I learned or to at least put it into perspective. And if it applies to you, then you can use that for your life as well too. You get what I'm saying? I feel like that is highly important because us as people nowadays, especially like in the urban community, not a lot of people are willing to teach what they know. Even when it comes to certain things like businesses or advice or how to work out certain things and whatnot, a lot of people keep a lot of information to themselves. Some of them feel that they worked hard to learn whatever they did, so now they don't have to share that wealth. And to me, I kind of find that a little bugged, a little twisted, because I feel that the more you're willing to teach people the information that you have, it shows that you are a humble person. Like, you don't just toot your own horn and put yourself in the cynical category of just like, I'm gonna keep all this for myself and y'all gonna have to learn on your own. Regardless of what it could be, how to deal with things, how to fix something, how to build your brand, you know, how to have a head start when it comes to a particular thing. Or some people will purposely teach others the wrong information and watch them fail. And I also feel that that's messed up and twisted in its own right as well too. You know, we need to be able to help build each other up. And that is to be able to teach people what you know. You have a particular expertise in a certain thing. Hey, you know what? This is what I'm working with. I want to be able to help you achieve your goals. And I feel that with the advice I can give you, this can help your business. I want to see you reach your endeavors. And I always wanted to know what was people's big idea of always thinking that they need to have something in return. Don't get me wrong. If it's your business motto of, okay, you know what, I actually do this as an income to teach courses on how people can elevate in certain things, then fine, I understand that. You have to make your money, boo-boo. That's cool. That's great. That's dandy. But I feel that when you have people around you that you love, that it shouldn't be such a difficult thing of teaching that person that you know how to elevate. It's crazy. You know? I need something in return in order for me to give you my advice. What kind of shit is that? That's your friend, that's your family member and whatnot, or that's a coworker that you claim that is cool. It depends on your situation. I just don't understand why people feel that when it comes to information that they might have, it has to be a big secret. Like, shh, I'm not telling you nothing. I'm keeping it to myself. Like, things that I'm good at, or even feel that I'm good at, because it's subjective, I don't feel that it's a big secret and I can't tell you something. Even if it comes to body language or eye contact or the way somebody might say something and whatnot, I'll always be willing to be like, yo, this is what I get from that. You know? Like, because everything ain't a big secret. Because if you don't learn it from me, you can learn it from somewhere else. But since you and I have an actual dialogue, then what's the big deal of me just telling you to find out somewhere else? That's actually whack. I wouldn't tell you that, actually. You know? I'll try to help you out in any way I can. If you need advice at something, like I said before, I'm there for you. You know, if you're trying to do a particular thing, I'll give my input. Especially if I'm already doing something. Like, I have certain people that started doing podcasting not too long ago, and before they can even have a chance to reach out to me and be like, yo, hey, I kind of need your advice on that. And mind you, I'm not a pro at this whatsoever. You know, I'm just getting started into this. But whatever I do know, I like sharing that information. You know, this is what I do. This is how I promote. This is how I advertise. These are the hashtags that I use on social media. You know, these are the different forms that you can go to for additional information. Or this is where I go to when it comes to getting like advice on a particular app that I'm using, when it comes to microphones, when it comes to whatever it may be. You know, I like to be able to help people go that direction. I don't feel that I'm in competition with everybody, you know, so why not help the next person? Because I'm a big believer in cross promotion. You know, maybe me and my friend or friends can one day be on each other's podcast platform, and then we'll be able to both grow our revenues that way. The people that listens to me now listen to you, and some of the people that listen to you now listens to me. Each one teach one. You know, it's not a bad thing to help somebody. You know, be willing to give that a try. And that's another reason why some of the urban folks right now look at each other and don't trust each other, and they're like, nah, I'm not dealing with that, because that poison spreads. You know, it sucks when black people can't trust other black people because of whatever thoughts that they're thinking or the reasons why. You know, we can't be all for self. You know, look at how many other people do things and they help each other grow. Their money cycles. They show each other support. And when I say words like support, I'm not necessarily talking about, hey, just because I'm selling a product, I want you to buy it from me. No. Support could be as simple of, you know what, I might not be into this like that, but there might be people that I know that are. So let me give a share out. Let me spread the word out. And let me see if I can help this person by putting their brand on the map in some kind of way. You know, at least that's what I do. When I show other people support, it's like, okay, I'm not going to buy that particular thing, but I might know other people who might. So let me just hit that share button real quick and see if they can draw people in, you know? So we can't keep holding each other back. You know, we should be trying to help each other out, especially when it comes to the whole each one teach one thing. Because I feel I know a lot right now when it comes to life in general, because of me listening to other individuals talk about their situations, their experiences, or the advice that they've given me if I was going through something. Things became good. It got better, especially with my old situations. I wasn't too sure how to handle something. They say, hey, look, Al, listen, this is what you should do, or this is what I would do if I was in your situation. And guess what? It got better for me. Why can't people have that same notion? Because I love listening to people talk. I feel that I learn from everybody. Because everything in life that we do learn is from other people. You know, we don't just pull things out of thin air or grab shit out of our ass and then just be like, oh yeah, I'm a genius and I know this and I know that. Nah, we are all a product of the things that influences us and from the people that we have spoken to or books that we read or TV shows that we see. That's what we're a product of. Yeah, our uniqueness comes because of our perspective and how we place things, but everything that everybody say came from another person's idea or thought, or however you want to word it. All right, y'all, thanks. I just had to, you know, put that ad out there real quick because, you know, a brother got to. But yeah, so that's my thoughts when it comes to Each One Teach One and even a little bit about showing support and whatnot. And this segment, I was going to say something about vertigo because it is something that people are not aware of. It definitely don't fit in with the whole, you know, the mental health criteria that's going on this month, Mental Health Awareness Month. But at the same token, though, it can have a big impact on your mental health. Because being constantly dizzy all the time, yo, is not the way to live. Like, it's something that people can't enjoy. It's definitely not. You know, like, can you imagine being hungover all day and then the next day and then the next day? You know, and there's different levels to it too. Like, you have some people, the room just spins, and then you have others that they can't even get out of bed, yo. Like, that thing is crazy. So definitely show support to people that you know who may have vertigo if support is something that can help them out, you know, because it is not an easy thing to go through, trust me. Like, you can't even live your everyday life. You have to put things on a hold, you know. Like, some people are disabled because of this condition. So just show awareness to people that goes through it, however you feel fit, be positive. So, how do a lot of y'all feel about what's going on with Steph Curry's wife? Well, the backstory about that is that she was recently on Jada Pinkett Smith's show, The Red Carpet, and she had a very interesting perspective when it came to a little bit of, about her insecurities. And that is that she feels insecure because men are not giving her noticeable attention. When it comes to her being out on the street, she don't feel that she's attractive, you know? That's just the gist of it. Like, I seen the interview, a little bit of it, especially when it comes to that part. And I also read some articles. Some people was kind of harsh with it, and they didn't have to be. But I just want to give my quick take when it comes to that. So in general, I agree with it and I disagree with it. You know, I probably more so disagree with it, but I'll say the reason why I agree with it first. Like, I understand that when it comes to insecurities and whatnot, that a lot of people can feel different ways when it comes to it, and they want to be able to feel secure. Like, it's a feeling that a lot of people can't really hold back, you know? The way that your brain is wired and the way that you perceive things, it can make you feel that way, you know, any kind of way, really. But when it comes to insecurity, definitely. But when it comes down to it, I feel that what she said wasn't a bad thing. And I can kind of see how a lot of people was kind of bashing her because it's kind of like a contradiction, you know, because she used to say certain things about, like, oh, well, I don't know why you want attention from men. And then she also have one floating around and is talking about her being at the gas station. And she's like, hello, excuse me, you don't have to show me attention, I'm engaged. But that was 10 years ago. People's mind change and whatnot. She has been a wife this whole time, have two kids. Is it two? Sorry for my ignorance, but she has a husband, she's a wife, and she have kids. So I understand when somebody wants to feel good, look good, and to be able to turn heads a little bit, You know, it makes people feel elevated. It makes people feel confident, and everybody deserves some confidence. So that part I do agree with, because it's not a bad thing, especially like when you don't have the intentions of going around cheating or using that for some kind of personal gain, then that's fine. But the point that I do disagree with it is that, what message are you saying in particular if you're like, I still want to see if I got it, and you're in a relationship that, you know, you're happy, your spouse is happy? Why do you need validations from others? You know, that's what I don't get. Because I know me as a man, I feel that the only validation that I actually need is from my girlfriend. You know, she's the one that I'm trying to attract. She's the one I'm trying to spice things up with. She's the one that I want to elevate with and continue to keep going forward with. So when it comes to strangers, the type of personality that I have outside of the podcast world, I don't care how they look at me. I don't care what they think of me. I don't care if they think I'm ugly, attractive, handsome, whatever the case may be. That's not the type of validation that I need. So that's why it's hard for me to 100% understand where she's coming from, because I'd only want validation from others if I'm single. Granted, I've been in my relationship for 3 years. Some people might argue the fact like, well, you haven't been in it long enough and yada, 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 yada. But even before, before I was with my girl, it's like, I didn't care too much about validation from others. You know, at least not in terms of being attractive. Like, if you think so, great. If you didn't, so be it. It's whatever. You know, I know in life that every single thing has a like. No matter if it's ugly, beautiful, gorgeous, it's all subjective. You know, not everybody's going to gauge certain things to be a certain way. But I also don't agree with people bashing her for having that insecurity. She has the right to. She's a woman. You know, I don't see it much from men, but her being a woman, I can understand that she wants to feel beautiful and she wants to turn heads. You know, maybe it might put a little quick smile on her face to get that, you know, but it can be a little toxic if it gasses her head up to the point that she's now thinking like, oh yeah, I got it and I can turn down that dude if I want to. But she even says that that's not what she's looking for. You know, she just wants to feel it a little bit. And another way I can understand where she's coming from is that she's actually in a relationship with a man who gets nothing but female attention. So she can also feel that she is in his shadow, if you understand what I mean. Like, she's in public places with him, and these women is coming up to him wanting pictures, autographs, and stuff like that. So I can see where the root of that insecurity stems from. It's because she's in a relationship with this celebrity, with this NBA player and whatnot. So that's completely understandable in my eyes. You know, I just feel me being a regular man in a regular relationship and whatnot, I don't care about anybody's validations. And I understand that my beautiful woman, she gets prettied up, dolled up and stuff like that. And that might be something in her head that she might likes to, you know, look all gorgeous and sweet and whatnot. Cause that's her personality. She always dolls up. Sorry, baby. But yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. I still can't see why people bashed her, but it can be for the simple fact that they're like, okay, but you're married, you should only care about his attention, and what would you do from that? Celebrity problems is different from regular people problems, because a regular person wouldn't want to hear that their significant other wants to purposely get that type of attention. Because the way some of us men especially, the way some of us men can think is, oh, you want that attention because you're trying to bag something. Or you want to turn heads because you want these thirsty individuals to start barking up your tree. And not a lot of men want that. But like I keep saying though, it doesn't mean that people has the right to bash her for it. You know? You don't know if she's a good person, a bad person, or what. You know? And a lot of us are so judgmental when it comes to other people's insecurities. You know, that's something that we have to tone down for. Because when you keep bashing somebody because they have an insecurity that you might not be too fond of or aware of or whatever, and they see how judgmental you are, then they're not going to want to speak their mind as much. And then to top it off, it's going to make other people not want to speak about the insecurities. So how can we all connect better as people when we're being too judgmental? I feel that it should have been at a level where people just either A, agreed with it, or B, disagreed with it, and then that was that. You don't have to slander her name. You don't have to send her DMs. You don't have to say what Steph Curry should do because that's his relationship. You know, he's smart, so his ass ain't going to listen to y'all anyway. But if you want to reflect on how it would make you feel if your spouse said something like that publicly, then fine. Be all for it. You know, but just know that it is more realistic to understand that that could be what your spouse is thinking too. That your spouse would want to still think if she got it or he got it to go out in public and turn heads and look good. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're trying to do anything with that. I just know when it comes to myself that I don't care about it. You know, if I get attention, I don't get attention. It's whatever to me. You know, it's not putting money in my pocket. It's not doing anything for any of my bills, whatever the case may be. And the reason why I went the angle of saying both sides, agreeing and disagreeing, because I also do that with so many things just in life in general. You know, like I can see the reason why people do certain things. I can see the reason why people wouldn't want to do certain things, you know. And not everybody have that ability, or they rather just not display that they have that ability. They'll pick one thing, one side, and stick their guns to it. That's all that they agree with. You know, I rather look at all sides of the coin and not just heads and not just tails. You know, but all right, y'all. Once again, this is another episode of Points of Perspective. It's your boy Al. Thank you for tuning in. You can definitely reach me on Instagram and Twitter, Alacard617. And that is ALACARD617. All together. So, like I said, small transitioning. And you'll see it when it come in. So, I'm going to call that season 2 of Points of Perspective. Y'all take it easy. Have a good morning, good afternoon, good evening.